Morning, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Sai. Well, the Zoom for today, the Hakdama to the Yad. The Rambam traces the Shalshalas and Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And then but it's on, if you're looking in the Frankel, it's on Omud Beis in the right-hand column. Just before there's a two dots around, a little bit past the midpoint. Rabbi Yehuda ben Asher Rabban Shimon Zeh, who are Nekar Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who keep on me of him, and Rabbi Lozim and Shemua, and Rabbi Shimon Chaveru, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chiva HaMishnah. Mimos Moshe, Ba'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, L'chibu Chibur, Shem Olam Denosa Berabim, V'Torah Shebal Peh. El B'chol Dor, V'ador, Rosh Bezden, O'Navi Shiyeh Ba'osa Adokosu, V'atzm Zikaron B'Shmuos, ששמה מהבוסה, והוא מלמד על פה ברבן. לכן כל אחד ואחד כוסה לעצם כבי כוחו מביר התורה מהלכוסה, כמו ששמה ומדברם של זכת שבכל דור ודור, בדינים של למודום מפי השמוע, אלא במידה משלוש עשר מידוס, והסכימו עליהן בעצם הגודל. וכן הוא ידוע ותומד על רבינו הקודש. והוא, כי בעץ כל השמועוס, וכל הדינים וכל הביאורים, והפירושן ששמעו ממשה רבינו ושלמדו באזן של כל דור ודור בכל התורה כולה וחיבה מהכל ספר המשנה. ושינונו ברבים ונגלו לכל ישראל וכסבוהו כולם וריבצו בכל מקום כדי שלא תשתק כחתור שבלפה מישראל. ולמה עושה רבינו הקדוש כך ולא הניח הדבר כמו שהיה? כפי שראה שהתלמידים מסמעתם בהולכם והצרוס, מסחדשוס ובאוס, וממלכס הראשו פרשטס בעולם ומסגברס, וישראל מסגלגלם בהולכם לקצרוס. חיבה חיבה אחד לי אסביר את כולם כדי שימודוהו במהרה, ולא ישכח. ויושב כל ים אפילו בעזדינה, ולימד המשנה ברם. So the Rambam explains the historical circumstances which prompted Rabbeinu HaKadosh to commit the Torah Shebaal Peh to writing. Now, later, when the Rambam tells us about the composition of Gemara, this is the last few words here on Omid Beis in the Frankel. Rabbi Yochanan Chiva HaTalmud HaYushalmi Be'eretz Yisrael Achuchlo Ben Habayis B'Kav Mishlosh Me'er Shana. Then later, further down on Omid Gimel, around 10 lines from the bottom of the column, Ravina Ravashi himself Chachmei HaTalmud Ravashi Hush Shechiba HaTalmud HaBavli Be'eretz Shina, Bavel, Achash Shechiba Rabbi Yochanan HaTalmud HaYushalmi B'Kamel Me'er Shana. Rambam doesn't tell us what the historical circumstances were which prompted, be it Rabbi Yochanan for the Talmud Yushalmi, or be it Ravashi for the Talmud Bavli. So for the Mishnah, the Rambam does tell us what circumstances prompted, but not for Gemara. So the Chazal Pshat is as follows. If you come back again, when the Rambam describes how things were before Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so the Rambam describes that Mimos Moshe Ve'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh L'chibu Chibu Shem Lam Dinoso Ve'Rabbin, where we began. V'tar Shebal Peh El V'chol Dor V'dor Rosh Bezdin O'Nor V'Shiyah Ba'osu Hador Kosev La'atzmu Zikaron V'Shmuah Sheshama Rebosu V'ul Ma'amid Al Peh V'Rabbin V'chein Kol Echad V'Echad Kosev La'atzmu K'fi Kofa M'Biyah HaTorah U'Mehil Choseha K'mor Sheshama U'Midvarim Sh'Nishchad Shebuchol Dor V'dor B'Linim Shalalomdo M'Pi HaShmuah El V'Midim Sh'Ashashim M'Midas. So the Rambam says they used to write down Torah Shebal Peh before Aveir HaKadosh. What was Neschadish before Aveir HaKadosh? People used to take notes. They would take notes in Shir, and then they would also write their own Chidushim. What was unprecedented about what Aveir HaKadosh did is that those notes could never be shared. Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara in Gittin and elsewhere, that Dvaram Shebal Peh, Yet HaRashayel Omer Machsav, this is the Rav Zachan Levacha, used to point out, based on these lines in the Rambam, was a din in Mesiras HaTorah. It wasn't a din that the Cheftza of Torah Shebal Peh, it's also left off. It's rather that Torah Shebal Peh had to be Nimseres Bal Peh. And that's why it was entirely mutter. There didn't need to be special historical circumstances for who kosev ha'atzmo zikon b'shmur shashamer b'osav, or for the person to write down his own chidushim, because it was a non-issue. The din of Dvar Shebal Peh Yet HaRashayel Omer B'Tzav is a din in Mesiras HaTorah. Ad kan the Rav said. L'chora, that's Ola Yofa Ma'od, with what we noted in the beginning of the Hagdamah, right? Where the Rambam says that the MS, the Cheftza, is the Cheftza Shel Perish. Mitzad the Cheftza, it's not Torah Shebal Peh. It's Mitzad the Mesira, it's Torah Shebal Peh. Right? As we saw in the Lashonos, in the opening lines. So that accords perfectly with what the Rav is Madayik later on, that the whole din of Dvaram Shebal Peh, Yet HaRashayel Omer B'Tzav, was a din in Mesiras HaTorah, not a din in the Cheftza Shel Torah. There's no issa for a Talmud to write down Abo Avos Nezikin. He couldn't then publish that. He couldn't then disseminate that B'Tzav, because the Mesiras HaTorah had to be Bal Peh. I think that Maritzchias says, I think he references this Rambam, but check. You find in some places, for instance, I think the Gemara has it in Shabbos, the beginning of Parak HaZorik, the Gemara refers to a Megillas Storim, a hidden Megillah. So I think that Ritzchia says that that's what it means. Megillas Storim means that when people what happened to, let's say, even in their lifetime, remember that they were careful with it. But let's say when one of the Chachmei Masora died, so he had to be gonais for what he had written down for himself. He couldn't, even his children, his talmidim, couldn't learn from what their rebbe had written down, because the din was, again, Mesiras HaTorah had to be Bal Peh. Mesira of the Cheftza Shel Perish had to be Bal Peh. So that's what it means, that they found it in Megillah Star. It means that it was... It was hidden away because it wasn't supposed to be there for others to see, for others to learn from. Hashtad asin al-mahachi, once you have this, again, once the Rav spotlights the Rambam's Havana in Dvaram Shebal Peh Yet HaRashayel Omer B'Tzav, so then once Rabbeinu HaKadosh, again, because circumstances necessitated, but once Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote it down, you didn't need a special set of historical circumstances. Al Pidin, you didn't need it. Avada, that there was something, like Mehecha Teseh, that Rav Ashi thought he should do it if it hadn't been done 20 years earlier. So Avada, there is a historical context, that there was a historical context in which Rav Ashi was Mechaber Talmud Bavli, and to which he responded. But it's not needed al pi din to explain, because if it's a din in the Cheftza Shel Torah Shebal Peh, that it's not supposed to be written down, so you would need the same type of Eis Lassos for writing Talmud Bavli as you, or Talmud Yerushalmi, as you did for the Chibar Mishnah. But once you understand that it's a din in Mesiras HaTorah, so once post Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Masorah is no longer purely Bal Peh, then al pi din, you don't need those historical circumstances. Were there historical circumstances? There were, but there's no chalos to that al pi din. Ma'asheim Kain, with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, with the Mishnah, that was. So the Rambam is telling us, he's not telling us history. Rambam is telling us what's needed to understand Al Pi Din. The other thing that's very noteworthy about the Rambam's presentation of Rabbeinu HaKadosh being Mechaber the Mishnah is that the Rambam doesn't invoke Eis Lasos Lashem. Now, from Riyata, it does seem to be a Beferish Gemara that it is based on Eis Lasos Lashem. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach, Rabbi Verb Yosef Dami Tavai Hai Sefer Aftarta Osa Lemikri Be'er B'Shabbos. So Sefer Aftarta, again, Lashon Haftorah, with an Aleph in Aramaic, instead of having Sefer Yehoshua written b'Shleimusel, or Sefer Shoftim written b'Shleimusel, so it had only those pakim from each of the Nevi'im that serve as a Haftarah. So that's not the way the Nevi'im is supposed to be written, the Sefer b'Shleimusel. So Memele, Rabbi Rav Yosef say, it's also the Mikra of Shabbos, my Talmud, Delanita Nikase. Mabu Ravashi Amar, the Taltuli Nami also. Since you can't learn from it, it becomes a muksa. My time at the halochazi, the mikri bit. And the verse is vlohi. We don't pass on like either of those statements. Shari the Taltuli, Vishari the mikri bit. Why do Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish ma'ayne v'sifrei da agadato v'shabata? Right, so originally we were talking about, it was Torah Shavachsav, but it wasn't Torah Shavachsav written in an entire sefer. Now we're talking about not Torah b'Chassan, but Sifra de Agadata, Agada. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish used to learn from it. V'halo nitan likasev ela kevin de lo efsho es lasos l'Hashem hefeiru torasecha v'chanami kevin de lo efsho es lasos l'Hashem hefeiru torasecha. Eis lasas l'Hashem, kevin de lo efsho, mili kosev, says Rashi, shenisma'it halei v'hatorah mishnakachas. Eis lasos l'Hashem, im ba eis lasos takana l'Shem Shemayim, heferu divrei Torah l'sha'ar hatzricha. So isn't this mefurish that the writing down was midin eis lasos? So why does the Rambam just present it without invoking that eis lasos? So Yitachin, you're talking as follows. If you go back we're sort of just looking at the tip of the iceberg here. But the mice and the Titanic would have survived if they had even seen the tip of the iceberg, actually, because also on the tip of the iceberg, either of us now. If you go back to the beginning of the Hagdama here, to the Aruch HaZot, In the Hagdama to Perush HaMishnayos, so the Rambam elaborates this, and he gives an example of what it means that the Kol HaMitzvah Shenitnu L'Moshe B'Sina B'Firush HaNitmu. He gives the example of Mitzvah Sukkah. So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the pasuk of Sukkah's Teishu Shivas Yom, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, so what constitutes a Sukkah? So the Sukkah has to be something from Gidul HaKarka, which is Ein Mekablin Tumah L'Chulu. And what does it mean to be, what does it mean Teshvu? What constitutes Yeshiva Sukkah? And who is the subject of Teshvu? Who's Mechuyiv in Sukkah? Who's Potuv in Sukkah? Kahena v'Kahena. And the Rambam lists most of Dine Sukkah. And that's how the Rambam illustrates what again here he just describes in general terms of Beferush HaNitnu. So what's so remarkable is that the Rambam doesn't say anything here about Agoda. He's only talking about Halacha. Right? He's talking exclusively about Halacha. Again, the whole tchum of Torah, that again, we who use the term Torah Shebal Peh differently than the Rambam subsume and the Torah Shebal Peh as well, so the Rambam doesn't, right? The Rambam's using Torah Shebal Peh in the sense of halacha. That's what we saw, that's how he uses it later in Perek Aleph of Chos Talmud Torah as well, in the tchum of halacha. So yitachein, that for the Rambam, there's a difference between the writing down of Agadita and the writing down of halacha. Okay, so maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll be stuck on the mission of Rosh Hashanah, of the Chiyadosh, of Moshe, Osos, Mochama. Okay, so maybe, but Lamaisa, But be'ikar, that there's only halacha in Mishnah. Mishnah is halacha. So for halacha, there the Gemara never said it's a din of es nasas. And adarabba, hayos, that the din of dvarim shebal peh, yetam ha'shalim v'chsav, according to the Rambam, the entire din is a din in Maseiras HaTorah. So the Rambam understands it's not an es nasas. If the only way to ensure Maseiras HaTorah is to write it down, so it doesn't go against the din of dvarim shebal peh, yetam ha'shalim v'chsav. I don't know yehi that it was a din in the Cheftza shel Torah, that the Cheftza shel Torah is not nitan le'ikar seif. Okay, so then it would be an es nasas. You'd have to say es nasas of against this din, in order to preserve the Maseiras HaTorah. But if the din is a din in Maseiras HaTorah, and Maseiras HaTorah gufa at this point demands that it be written down, so the Rambam understands, no, that's minei uvei, implicit in the din that would be mutter. It means kol zman sheshtei drachim lefanacha. Kol zman sheshtei drachim lefanacha, you can be moser bal peh, or you can be moser, or you can be moser b'chsav. So then you mechuyev to be moser bal peh. But at the point at which derech echad lefanav, either you moser b'chsav or rachman l'slan, Torah mishlakachas mi yisrael, that's not an eis lasos. That's not an eis lasos. It's inherent within the din. Either Gemara attributes it to an eis lasos. No, the Gemara said it, it's if it didn't get it. And look at this, Rabbi Osei. The Gemara Omid Beis has two makoros for this din of Dvarim Shebal Peh. One is, the Gemara says, Dvar Shev Yudhaban, this is the same Gemara Gita, but now it's on Omid Beis, Samach Omid Beis. Dvar Shev Yudhaban Achmeni Mitu. Excuse me, Mitu the money of Shem and Shlokish. Ksiv, Ksiv, Lachas, Advarim Ma'ela, Ksiv, Kialpi, Advarim Ma'ela. Okay, it said, Dvarim shechsav yata rashai l'omeran al peh, udvarim shebal peh yata rashai l'omeran. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, listen to this from Rabbi Osei. These desks are not so conducive to jumping out of your seats, but much better than I see. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana eila ato kosev v'i ato kosev alochos. Says even in Rashi, it's mashma that you can't necessarily conflate agoda and halacha. Because again, you'll take a look here in the sugya and gittins again. On Samach Amud Aleph, you have the Rabbi Yochanan and Rambam and Lakish were ma'ani v'sifra d'agadata, and the Gemara says because it's lo efsha. Then the Gemara on Samach Amud Beis quotes the pasuk of Ksav Lachas Hadvam Eile Kalpi Hadvam Eile. So the Fipshuto, the Gemara is not breaking any new ground here. The Gemara is just telling us the mokor for the din that was being assumed on Amud Aleph, right? On Amud Aleph, where we said that they were Ma'ayin Vesifei Da'agadata, and it was because of an Eis Lasos. So the Gemara has told us what the mokor for the din is, and here you're learning the mokor for the din, but you're not learning a new din here. And yet Rashi and Samach Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Dvarim Shebal Peh, Iyata Rashai L'Omim, Iyata Rashai L'Kosvan, Mitkana Tolomet Shehatalmud L'Nitan L'Kosev, Elmet Neshe HaTorah Mishlakachas. So why didn't Rashi wait till Amud Beis to give us that perspective? No, wasn't that already clear on Amud Aleph? So even according to Rashi, I don't mean to suggest necessarily that Rashi aligns entirely with the Rambam, but you do see, even in Rashi, that the Rashi is not equating Agada and Halacha, because it's only over here, when the context of the Pasuk of Ksav Lacha and Ki Al Pi Hadvarim Ha'ela is halacha that Rashi now comments on the fact that the Talmud is written down. Maybe just another comment. The Rambam writes that after Chibur HaTalmud, Nispazu Yisrael B'chol HaRatzos Pizu Yeser. V'higiyu l'ktzavos v'liyim ha'rachokim v'rovas k'tato ba'olam. This is on Omer Gimel in the left-hand column, a little bit past the midpoint. V'nishtapshu ha'drofim b'gayosos v'nismat Talmud Torah. V'lo niskansu yisrael l'umod v'yishivaseim alafim v'rovas k'mashah yimikodim. There was no more centralization of Talmud Torah after Chibur HaTalmud. All livnei medinos, lo poshtu maso b'chol Yisrael, mitnei doch rochak mashu aseim b'shibash adrachim. V'heyoz bezden shal osa medina yichidim, u bezden hagol shal shivim batal mikam ashonim kodim chiva hatalda. V'fichach en kom shfil anshe medina zo, linhog bim medina, linhog bim min hag medina acheres. The authority of Batei Din after Chasimas HaTalmud is local. Okay, what the locale is will vary, but the principle is that the authority is local. Aval kol advarim, I skipped, and now in a few lines down in Omer Dalet, aval kol advarim shebetalmud habavli, but the authority of Shas, of Talmud Bavli, that's universal. Aval kol advarim shebetalmud habavli chayovin kol beis Yisrael lelachez bohem, v'kofin kol ir v'ir v'chol medina u'medina linhog b'chol ha-minhogo shenogu ha-chachamim shebetalmud, So that's the crucial difference. Anything post Shas is fundamentally of local, is authoritative locally. Masha and Cain, Shas is binding on Kol Yisrael. Why is that? Says the Rambam, Poli v'chol osan hadvarim shabat Talmud hiskimu aleim Kol Yisrael. That's factor number one. Hiskimu aleihem kol Yisrael. Factor number two. Ve'osan hachachamim shehiskinu o shegazu o shehinhigu o shedanu din v'lamdu shehamishpat kachu heim kol chachmei Yisrael o ruban. And
Okay, you can either call this 2A or 3. V'heim sheshamu ha-kabbala b'yikari ha-torah kula ish mipi ish ad Moshe. So what's the significance of these factors that they're responsible for the universal authority of Shas? So the first one is easy, the Chorah, is clear. V'chol osan ha-dvarim she-betalmud eskim aleim kol Yisrael. Let's say when Bezin is goza ha-gzera, so it's only binding if Rov HaTzibur Yochal Lamad Ba. If the Rov HaTzibur abide by the Takana Bale Kerem. It wasn't the Skabla. It didn't take root. So all the Takanas, the Gzeros, the Minhagim, which are recorded in Talmud Bavli, they passed that test. It was Hiskimu Aleim Kol Yisrael. But what about what's the two and let's take it as 2 and 2A? What's that the osan hachachamim who were manhig or don din etc. or gozru etc. Heim kol chachmei yisrael or ruban. So the Chad Rambam seems to be saying as follows. The Rav Zichron Livracha, it's actually in the same Dvar Torah that we looked at last time we were doing the Hagdama. The last time we looked at the Hagdama, we looked at the Dvar Torah about the Kiddush HaChodesh, Al Pi HaChezron, Al Pi HaRi'iyah, about the Lashonos of Kibeh, Al Masa, etc. Right? No, we did that. So what we're discussing now is in that same Dvar Torah. The Rav points to the two following Rambams. The Rambam in two places talks about the definition of Kibush Rabbah, right? In order for Eretz Yisrael to receive Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael, it has to be conquered in a way that constitutes Kibush Rabbah. So the Rambam has it in two places. He has it in the beginning, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumos, the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, and he has it again in Perek Hei of Hilchos Melachim. So in Parag Aleph HaChastumas, the Rambam writes, Eretz Yisrael ha'amur b'chol mokum hiya ratzos shekovesh osan melech Yisrael o shofet o navi mida'as rov Yisrael v'zeu ha'nikra kibash rabim. So the stipulation is that it has to be mida'as rov Yisrael. Good. In Parag Heim Hilchos Malach Malach Avav, the Rambam writes, kol ha'aratzos shekovshin Yisrael melech al pi bezdin ha'reze kibash rabim. So what happened to Rav Yisrael? So the Rav says, so you see that the Sanhedrin Shema Ayin Aleph, in that sometimes the Sanhedrin Shema Ayin Aleph are acting, again, as the Sanhedrin Shema Ayin Aleph. That there are dinim which require Sanhedrin Shema Ayin Aleph. There are other times where really the din is that it requires Kol Yisrael or Ruvo Kukulo, therefore Rav Yisrael. And the din is that the Sanhedrin Shalayin Aleph represent Rav Yisrael. That's what you see from the juxtaposition of these two Rambams. That the Sanhedrin Shalayin Aleph represent Kol Yisrael. So the Chorah, again, now in this context, again, just to try to forestall confusion, so in this context, the din is that they represent Rav Yisrael, or Kol Yisrael, Mamash. Here, Lechor, what the Rambam is telling us, in regard the Torah's din of Lasosur, which is that which is the source for all, again, Zeres, Takonos, Minhagim, Perushim, Al Pishloshesre, Midos, Abezin, Hagadol, so of whom is that said? Lasosur, Adam, Sheyagid, Lechayam, and Usmol. So the Rambam tells us in Paragalaf, Chazmanim, that Bezdin HaGodol Shev Yerushalayim Hem Ikan Torah Shev Al Peh V'heim amur ha'olaho, u'mehem chok u'mishpat yotzei l'chol Yisrael. V'aleihem hivticho Torah, sh'nem al pi ha'Torah sh'yavucha, v'al ha'mishpat ha'sh'yomiru l'cha ta'ase, zo mitzvus esei. Skipping to halacha beis. V'chol mishenu osa v'harasan ovi b'lasa, say sh'nem al osos mikol adova sh'yagidu l'cha. Echad v'am shalamdu osan pi ha'shmua, v'echad v'am shalamdu osan mipi daitan, v'achzman amidah sh'ator and doshes b'hen, ואחד דברים שעושה עושה נסיוג לתורה, וכל אחד משלוש דברים אלו מצווס עשה לשמוע מהן, ואובה על כל אחס מהן, אובה ולא עושה עשה. So the one here says בפירוש, that the love of לא עושה is only by בזן הגודל. It's only by בזן הגודל. The pashtus is that similar to that juxtaposition, or parallel to that juxtaposition that the Rav points out between Melochim and Hichos Trumos, there's a similar din that the Sanhedrin Shal Ayin Aleph, there's also an equation between the Sanhedrin Shal Ayin Aleph and Rov or Kol Chachmei Yisrael. That when you have something which is done by Rov or Kol Chachmei Yisrael, that has the same standing as the Sanhedrin Shal Ayin Aleph. And so Memela, it's then governed by Lososra. And that's the source of its authority. So Talmud Bavli, again, that's why the historical, again, the Rambam only tells us about the historical circumstances when they're relevant al pi halacha. That's why the fact that after Chasimus HaTalmud, Nispazru Pizo Yeser, and there was a decentralization of Torah, that's what accounts al pi din for the fact that subsequently authority was only local. The din of Lososur applies either to Bezdin HaGadol or to when you have something which represents the Rov or Kol Chachmei HaMasor. Again, who counts towards this? So that's what the Rambam says, Heim Sheshom Al Kabbal, Yikari HaTorah, Kula Ishm B'ish Ad Nosha. Those who are the Chachmei HaMasor, they're the ones who constitute the Chachmei Yisrael. So if you have Rubam or certainly Kulam, so then that will be governed by Lososur. Okay, we'll stop here.